segment. It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
All right, good morning. Good morning, P1s. This is Inside Sports Medicine. Filling in for Dr. T.O. Soriao this morning. This is Dr. Brad Ballard. So a little bit of an audible this morning. It's kind of crazy. This audible was kind of called last second. But shout out to Dr. T.O. Soriao, who is probably en route right now to South Bend to enjoy a pretty cool game. last second to go watch Notre Dame versus Navy. So the audible was called yesterday. Myself, Dr. Scott Blumenthal is remote, and right across from me is Dr. Rob Bergmeier. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, everyone.
Scott, you there?
Am I on?
You are on, sir.
All right. Well, Rob, I had dinner with the guy you trained with last night.
What's that?
Which one? Dr. Selznick? Yeah,
Dr. Selznick. I'm here in Miami, and we had a little reunion from Northwestern Medical School. We had about six of us at dinner at a great restaurant in Miami last night.
Where'd you guys go?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
Il Gabbiano.
Oh, that Italian place.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fancy. Well, guys, this is Inside Sports Medicine, your weekly sports medicine radio talk show where the stories are ripped right off of the sports desk. You will, over the next 2 hours, learn something new and hopefully be informed and entertained. Like I mentioned, we've got myself, Scott Blumenthal, Rob Bergmeier on this morning. We got a lot to get to this morning. We're going to be talking about this Aaron Rodgers thing, this whole vaccination. Was he not vaccinated? Is he telling the truth? Is he not? We're going to be talking about the NFL and the injury problem that they have. I got a unique text from Scott earlier this week, Scott Blumenthal. We're going to break that down about just how they're getting decimated by injuries throughout the entire NFL. We're going to break down this this Eichel trade, and this is something I really want to get Scott Blumenthal's input on because this is his wheelhouse. He's one of the founding fathers of the disc replacement, and so we're going to be talking about how Eichel got traded all because of a surgery that he wanted but the team didn't want to do, which is huge. We're going to break down some sports medicine 101. And one of the things I want to talk about this morning is also the doctor-patient relationship. So Dr. Bergmeier and myself last night went out to dinner and had some interesting conversation about the ideal patient and the doctor-patient relationship. And so it had me thinking, like, I think we all have our thoughts about what an ideal patient kind of looks like, what it goes, you know, how that goes whenever we sit across from a patient. But I'm curious from the listeners what they look for in like an ideal doctor. Like, I think we have an idea of like, you know, who our ideal patient is and kind of what characteristics they have. And because we've experienced it whenever we sit down and talk to them and it just goes real easy. But I'm curious kind of what the listeners, you know, everybody's been a patient at some point, what they're looking for as an ideal doctor, and maybe what are some red flags for them whenever they go see the doctor that maybe pushes them to go get a second opinion or say, you know what, I'm out. This is just not me. But
can I make a quick vignette on that?
Yes, you can.
There's obviously a long conversation to be had here, but the biggest fallacy in medicine is, oh, he's got no bedside manner. He must be really good. Penalty flag on that one.
Wow.
Not true.
So what you're saying is that a lot of people feel like if they don't, like doctors either have one or the other. If they have good bedside manner, then they may not be good. But if they have poor bedside manner, then they're pretty good. Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Yeah, and that's an old thought. I mean, that's kind of my generation, and I think in the world right now, particularly, you know, in Rob's generation, yours a little bit, the mixing of putting both personal and professional things on your social media, which is huge now, to show patients you are a real person and you play with your kids and stuff like that. I think if you ask people my age and ask people Rob's age, patient-wise,
right,
what they look like is going to be totally different.
Huh.
So, personality-wise.
Right. Yeah, I know. So we're going to break that down today. I'm very interested to hear Rob's point on this because we were talking about social media last night, weren't we? About social media, how to kind of maybe brand yourself on social media. Well, at this point, I'm wondering, like, you know, what do you show? Like, do you, you know, sounds like there's some people like showing themselves playing with the kids to show that they've got, you know, more of a human connection, human aspect whenever they interact with their patients. But again, this is Inside Sports Medicine, filling in for Dr. T.O. Soreal. This is Brad Ballard here with the crew, Scott Blumenthal and Rob Bergmeier. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back.